Oh, it's the weather. It's the elite weather team. Here's our local weathertress woman. What's going on? It's 54 degrees here in the wasteland. What does Fatty call this? The weather rat? She's our weather rat. It's a very sad day here in our local news. One of the newscasters who has been here since I was a kid says the last day. Everyone's crying. It's so dramatic and sad.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Our local weathertress, Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3320. The BFO for Wednesday, the 28th of October, 2020. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and today I'm really going to try to catch up on voice letters. Yeah, Big Fatty, whatever. Hello, Cornerers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Cornerers today, because, here in Fat Acres, y'all, we are beginning. We are beginning to turn the corner. It's the heat. It's gonna go away. It's gonna magically go away, Big Fatty. And y'all, we're supposed to get cooler temperatures. And it's just gonna be lovely, just lovely. I think the high on Gay Crabba on Saturday, that's a blue moon and Whitman Tinker's celebration of it. Big Fatty, please, it's bad enough. Y'all, they said it's going to be in the upper 60s, and y'all, we're getting down in the low 50s. Low 50s during the night. Big Fatty, thank you so much for that. And now let's go over to Squeaky Kitty for the traffic report. Oh, yes. Thank you for calling.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 28th of October. It's very important. Two of them, celebrations of exiting the birthday. Now, y'all, neither one of them listen to the BFO, but we love them nonetheless. Y'all, you know, old Pooh Bear out there in the Washington state. Yes, Big Fatty. His better half Piglet is having a celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Big Fatty, we love Piglet. The rain comes down on Piglet. Well, sometimes. The other celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is the husband. It is the husband of the GF in general. It's his husband, Mike. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Mike, despite him having to live with the GF in general. Well, anyway, and y'all, I don't think either one of them listen. I'm not sure the GF in general or Pooh Bear listen nowadays. But, y'all, we're going on the assumption that somebody will alert them. Big Fatty, please be alert. We need more alerts of the impending congratulations. And y'all, so if you see Pooh Bear or Piglet or Mike or the GF in general on the 20 or the face, pass along that Big Fatty wishes them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, despite them not listening to the little show, we still want them to have a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday to you!
Oh, happy birthday!
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, also today, the 28th of October, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, you heard this person at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, that's the Frequency. You know, he used to do the Gay Wasteland and Big Fatty, aren't they on hyenas? Well, I don't know what's going on, but anyway, we miss hearing Frequency, but y'all, today is his and the Fuzz Bears anniversary. Oh, Big Fatty, I know they're going to have a good time. Well, hair raising may not be the right word, but anyway. But y'all just love the Frequency, and never met them, either one of them, in person. But maybe one day. But y'all, if you see the Frequency or his husband, the Fuzzbear, on the 20 or the face, wish them a happy anniversarium, and Big Fatty, I hope they have a jolly good time.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today's census, y'all, it's from my, Phil, my, straight boyfriend, Phil. He used to be out there in the Oregon, and now he's somewhere in those meatloaf shaped states, I think. Y'all, he lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a listener, been listening since episode number 300, Big Fatty. Y'all, his favorite segment are the voice letters, but he does think that Big Fatty needs to have more belching on the little show. He's never called the voice letter number, he's never been to a Pride 48 event, and has never utilized a special chair. Big Fatty, as far as sharting himself, he says, I've had to pre-wash the boxes a few times, but thank hydrogen, I've always made it to the turret. Big Fatty, so all he deals with is racing stripes. Turning the corner, can it get any better? Well, once we turn the corner, maybe. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I want to let you know, I think I already told you this, that I'd gotten my 10,000 steps. Y'all, did I mention when I did the nipple walk on Sunday that it was 215? Y'all, I've decided I'm going to do another count on Gay Kremlin itself and just get the absolute final count, because y'all, I've seen a couple of little houses add a little Gay Kremlin. So anyway, that we'll have another count. But y'all, I made me a giant garden solid. And y'all, I had cooked a steak on the grill on Sunday. And so, y'all, I cut it up into little bite-sized pieces, and I crumbled up some blue cheese on there, and I put some of that good blue cheese dressing that I get out at the Sam's Club on there. And, y'all, it was so good. Oh, my God, it was so good. And, y'all, while I was sitting there eating my garden salad, in walks young Nicholas. So he came by to check on the elderly, and it was just lovely. And Once he left, I don't know what time it was. He was here a little bit longer than he normally is, but that's right, because he had to go to the ENT. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the Everybody Knows Things. Yes, the Everybody Knows Things. Yes, Big Fatty, it's always hard to pick an Everybody Knows Things person. It's true. Big Fatty, did I say pick a nose thing? Big Fatty, that's vulgar. what was I saying? Y'all, while I was eating my salad, I said, Oh Lord, I have forgotten to remind everybody of the, but first, recording. And so y'all, I sent out, a message, to everybody reminding them that we had the, but first, recording at 10 p.m. in the evening, Eastern on Monday night, and y'all, so we had that, and y'all, tonight, Wednesday night, y'all, it is the 2-hour finale of the Big Brother app, starting at 9 p.m. in the evening Eastern, and y'all, then Thursday evening, we're gonna record the final. But first, and give you our comments and see who won the contest. Big Fatty, that contest is kind of petered out. Well, we're rounding the corner on that one also. I took my my new sleep aid. Yes, Big Fatty, the SA. Right before we started. But first, and because I figured it'd be about an hour and a half before we finished. And, y'all, it took a little bit longer to go back to sleep last night. I think I get worked up on the, but first. It wasn't an immediate, 10-minute knockout. It was probably more of a, I don't know, maybe an hour. but I could tell it was working. I was just kind of worked up. Yes, Big Fatty, please pull out the egg. No, don't pull out the egg anyway. I slept very well. I accidentally tried to FaceTime my brother about 1:15 in the morning. I immediately hung up, but he called me. He called me on Tuesday morning. Said, "What did you FaceTime me at 1:15 in the morning for?" I said, "It was an error. It was an error." And so anyway, we chatted a little bit. And y'all, you know my friend the Nip. The Nip is out there in the Laguna Beach, and y'all, he was on fire alert. And I noticed that Nico Martinez has is being impacted. Big Fatty, if he'd take fiber, he wouldn't be impacted. Well, no, by the fire. He says there's ash and smoke everywhere. I think they're both safe. The fire has turned to the southwest, so I think it's going to miss the Nip. But y'all, he was on pins and needles. Pins and needles, I tell you. Y'all, after I chitter-chatted with him, y'all, I had my brufkas, had my coffee. Had a very satisfying run to the toilet. Big Fatty. And then I was off. I was off on my nipple walk. Y'all did the big circle, got my 10,000 steps, came back, got me a nice shower, and I just kind of relaxed a little bit. Didn't take a nap, just relaxed. Y'all, I forgot, when I went out to get the mail yesterday, there was something in the Villa mailbox. Make a wish. See, y'all, I don't know what this is or who it's from. It's from a company called K Caicos, C-A-I-C-O-S. And y'all, I'm just gonna open it right now. It's in an envelope. And y'all, I'm gonna reach in. I think it was probably ordered at the Lesbyterian delivery service. Y'all, there are pieces of paper in here. And y'all, oh, here it is, a gift from you. It says, "Enjoy your gift. No fabulous home is complete without." Without some Mercurochrome from one of your adoring fans. Big Fatty, you got Mercurochrome. I did. And y'all, it doesn't say who it's from. But y'all, it's a bottle of Mercurochrome. There it is. Okay. New Mercurochrome. Mercury-free Mercurochrome. Okay. So there you have it. And I'm a little more excited about this than I probably should be. But y'all, that's just y'all. I got several comments about when I was talking about the Mercurochrome. Francie. Says, "Oh, I love Mercurochrome and the Bactine." Anyway, y'all, I'm gonna save pictures of the wine and the Mercurochrome until I open my gay crema cards on Friday. Y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Fatty. See y'all, two bits of sad news that I learned. I think I learned one on Monday and Tuesday morning. Y'all, on Monday, you know that Drusilla blow me. Y'all, I've met Drusilla many times. He's been here to the villa. I've seen him at the G'day's y'all, he put out on the Twitty that after 20 years at his job, he was laid off. And that's a very, very tough thing. And y'all, that's the first layoff I've heard within the Pride 48 family. Now, there may be more, but that's the first I think I've heard of. And y'all then also heard that Artie Cruiser, down there in the future, lost his little kitty cat. I think he's had his kitty cat, I'm sorry, I don't remember the kitty cat's name, but y'all keep Drusilla and R.T. Cruiser in your thoughts and send good wishes. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely hump day. Big Fatty, I noticed you didn't get to the voice letters again today. Well, maybe I'll just stop promising to try to get to them. Yes, I think that's a lovely idea. But y'all are going to join Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, at the famous Toastery today. And then we'll be off to the Von's East. So there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Frequency, the anniversarium boy. And Frequency, when you listen to Big Fatty talk about turning the corner, what image pops into your mind?
Our local weathertress, Fatty.
Oh, more like a weather spinster, I think.
You can leave a comment
spinster?
On the website at BigFattyOnline.com.
Big Fatty, you just being around you and the excitement of all this Mercurochrome made me say Spencer instead.
Or call the brand new
I don't even know where Spencer came from. It's a
784.
It's a Spitzer.
6331.
No, what is it?
That's 619. Ruined one.
It's an unmarried weatherstress. Well, anyway, one. Big Fatty, I'm just going to back into my corner.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.